Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM station, KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is a meditation show, and it's brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. The number is 949-415-6718 if you'd like to call and ask more questions about our classes, workshops, seminars, coaching, all the cool stuff going on there. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This morning, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what it is like to establish a meditation practice, why we call it practice in the first place. So meditation practice is something that we're doing a little bit of practice on every single day. And what we're practicing are the skills or the tools that we utilize in meditation in order to build more awareness, more of a sense of being centered, being peaceful, calming our minds. But it does take a lot of practice. And if you think about it, with all of the busy thinking, worrying, planning that we do, we're always practicing having a very busy mind. So it takes practice to have a calm mind. It's not just going to happen the first time. You got to do it every day, sort of like brushing your teeth. So what I like to do is I like to share different teachers, different styles of meditation with you by going through different books that I have. And at Om Laguna Beach, at the meditation studio in downtown Laguna, I have a different book that I read and share with people every month. So we get to learn all different styles of meditation, different tools and different techniques. And as we practice, we gain mastery over those tools and skills. So we have a lot of different things at our disposal to deal with whatever situation we're in at the moment. Right now, this month, I'm reading Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And the style of meditation that Jon Kabat-Zinn teaches is called mindfulness meditation. And it's such a great word, this word mindfulness. I think that there's two actually different ways to look at it. One is that our mind is already really full of all of the thoughts and concerns and worries and planning, the past, the future, all of this stuff that's in our mind, all of this internal chatter that's going on. So this would be an experience of having a very full mind. But being mindful is more the experience of being aware of your thinking. And today I'm going to read to you a little bit about what Jon Kabat-Zinn has to say about thinking and awareness of thinking. And the title of the chapter is called Meditation, Not to Be Confused with Positive Thinking. Our ability to think the way we do differentiates our species from all others and is miraculous beyond compare. But if we're not careful, our thinking can easily crowd out other equally precious and miraculous facets of our being, like our breath, our heartbeat. Wakefulness or awareness is often the first casualty. Awareness is not the same as thought. It lies beyond thinking. And although it makes use of thinking, it honors its value and its power. Awareness is more like a vessel which can hold and contain our thinking, helping us to see and know our thoughts as thoughts rather than getting caught up in them as reality. The thinking mind can at times be severely fragmented. In fact, it almost always is. This is the nature of thought, this fragmentation. But awareness, teased out of each moment with conscious intent, can help us to perceive that even in the midst of this fragmented thinking, our fundamental nature is already integrated and whole. Now, I think that this is a really interesting and powerful sentence, so I'm going to read it again. Our fundamental nature is already integrated and whole. And what this idea is suggesting is that our busy, fragmented mind is just a function or a tool that we use when we need it. But it's kind of been overworked to the point where we've forgotten who we truly are. And when we're able to develop awareness to see the fragmented mind as an object of our attention, an object of our awareness, that we're coming from the observer or the perspective of the whole self. I'm going to continue reading here. Not only is it not limited by the potpourri of our thinking mind, awareness is the pot which cradles all the fragments. Just as the soup pot holds all the chopped up carrots, peas, and onions and the like, and allows them to cook into one whole, the soup itself. This pot is more like a magical pot, like a sorcerer's pot, because it cooks things without having to do anything, even putting a fire underneath it. Awareness itself does the cooking as long as it is sustained. You just let the fragments stir while you hold them in awareness. Whatever comes up in mind or body goes into the pot and becomes part of the soup. Meditation doesn't involve trying to change your thinking by thinking some more. It involves watching thought itself. And this watching is the holding, is the cooking in the pot. By watching your thoughts without being drawn into them, you can learn something profoundly liberating about thinking itself, which may help you to be less of a prisoner of those thoughts. Another way to look at meditation is to view the process of thinking itself as a waterfall, a continual cascading of thought. In cultivating mindfulness, we're going beyond or behind our thinking, much the way that you might find a vantage point in a cave or a depression in a rock behind a waterfall. We still see and hear and feel the power of the water, but we're out of the torrent. Practicing in this way, our thought patterns change by themselves in ways that nourish integration, understanding, and compassion in our lives. So, Jon Kabat-Zinn on mindfulness from his book, Wherever You Go, There You Are, talking about how meditation is not the act of thinking, it's the act of awareness that you're thinking. And so it takes you to a deeper layer and allows you to separate from some of the energy of those thoughts. And when we imagine that we're sitting in a little cave behind a waterfall, and that waterfall is filled with the energy of all of our thoughts and experiences, ideas and fears, and they're all cascading down in front of us, we can feel the enormity of that energy, the power of the energy of those thoughts and how they want to pull us in. But we can rest back into our cave, into ourselves, our inner awareness, breathe, and allow ourselves to stay outside of that tension, that stress, that torrent of thoughts. So let's go ahead and get ready to do our practice. Find a comfortable position. Sometimes it's nice to have your back supported. You can cross your legs, meaning sitting cross-legged. If you're sitting on the floor or on a cushion. If you're sitting on a chair, you just can have your feet planted firmly on the floor. Let your hands rest in your lap. And for a little added bonus, you can do what's called the Zen Mudra, where you rest your left palm in your right palm and let your thumbs touch. And your hands just sit in your lap comfortably. Otherwise, you can have your palms resting on your knees or your thighs. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And blow out very slowly through your mouth. And again, inhaling deeply. And blowing nice and slow out of the mouth. One more time. This is allowing your nervous system to start to shift and slow down, sending a signal to the brain. Good. Allowing your breath to flow in and out of your nose. Notice the temperature of the air in the room as it comes in through your nostrils. And notice the difference as it flows back out, warmed and moistened by the body. This is as if we're stepping into that cave behind the waterfall as we start to go inside to experience what's happening in our internal awareness. Let your back be completely supported by leaning into whatever you're sitting against. Unless you're sitting up with no back support, then lengthen your spine out the top of your head and drop your tailbone. Imagine that you can move the breath into the soles of your feet and become aware of the weight and sensation in your feet. And then move that breath and awareness into your ankles, and then up into your shins and your calves, then into your knees and the fronts and backs and sides, further up into your thighs, and letting your legs be heavy and let them support you instead of you supporting them. Bring attention and breath into your hip bones, the floor of the pelvis, softening the belly and the low back, letting go of the unconscious gripping that we do from the inside out. Feel your ribs and the sides of your body expand with the diaphragm and the breath. Your chest and under your arms. And slide your shoulder blades down your back, tucking in like wings as the heart moves forward, softening and opening. Spread your collarbones. Let your shoulders drop to your elbows and your elbows to your wrists and fingertips. Lower the chin and drop the jaw slightly, letting your teeth be parted. Eyes roll down and the face softens. The scalp and hair soften and the back of the neck lengthens up towards the sky. You can feel the weight and temperature and vibration of the body being completely present here, listening, sensing, and feeling. And all the while, this torrent of thoughts, distractions, is cascading in front of you. You can see it, feel it, but remain where you are, leaning in to the cave of your awareness. And gently tracking your breath, following your exhale. So each time you exhale, you'll say silently to yourself, exhale, letting go. And when you notice your thoughts cascading in front of you and they want to pull you in, you gently say to yourself, just thinking. And lean back into that exhale and letting go. Continuing this pattern on your own. Allowing yourself to go a little deeper with each breath, each passing moment. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. We're following the exhale labeling the thinking, following the exhale and letting go. Notice if your thinking has pulled you into that waterfall, and if you've forgotten your place, your body. Lean towards your back. If you have support there, let your back be supported. Soften internally your jaw, your belly, the crown of your head. And reconnect with the exhale. It doesn't matter if you lose your way, if you lose yourself to this waterfall of thoughts. You gently bring yourself back, tracking the exhale and saying, letting go. Begin to deepen your breath. Inhaling deeply, exhaling deeply. Notice how your body's feeling right now. Can you lengthen your spine or soften your belly? Soften your jaw? Just checking in. Developing that relationship to your internal awareness. That cave within, allowing thinking to exist outside of it. Bringing the breath into the base of your spine. Inhale up the back of your spine until it reaches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of your spine. Inhaling up. Exhaling down, allowing your practice to have been perfect, whatever it was today, whatever the thoughts contained, however many thoughts came through that waterfall, practicing letting them go and remembering your whole integrated self is not the thinking, it's awareness. It's who you really are. One more deep breath in, letting everything out. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com or call 949-415-6718 if you'd like more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. Wishing you peace along your way today.